broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
News. I'm Lillian Wu. The Biden administration starts a healthcare push
to get people insured during the pandemic. They've got a special open enrollment period at healthcare.gov. We're not sure if or when they are going to vote on the Biden immigration bill that would shorten the pathway to citizenship down to 8 years for 11 million illegal immigrants. There's also a new emphasis here on gun control.
Fox's Peter Ducey. Rolling blackouts implemented for all of Texas as a blizzard strains power grids.
Demand reached nearly 70,000 megawatts late Sunday, while natural gas power plants are having trouble producing and wind turbines are frozen stiff. Utilities are telling customers to not heat homes beyond 68 degrees and to not run large appliances.
Fox's Evan Brown. And winter storms across the region are causing nearly 3,000 flights to be canceled. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
You've undoubtedly been hearing, well, you just heard it on Fox News, too, about the horrendous winter weather that is happening in, you know, two-thirds of the country right now. And it's historic in nature. Some cities are getting their coldest temperatures ever, some colder than 100 years ago. And on top of the cold temperatures are brutal wind chills. And on top of that, snow and ice. Now, parts of Alabama will get into the act with, well, there's a winter storm warning for some counties. There's an ice storm warning in northwest Alabama where a half an inch to three quarters of an inch of ice could accumulate. That's, anything above a tenth of an inch is notable. But half an inch, three quarters of an inch, oh my gosh. That would cause widespread power outages, make travel impossible, and brutal wind chills. But for us, fortunately, I am happy to say that we're not going to deal with the frozen precipitation here. Here's the deal. Showers, possibly a thunderstorm later on today. Rain ending before 9 p.m. tonight. And that's critical because the cold air is rushing in. So we want to get the back end of the precipitation out of here before the cold air, it turns sharply colder overnight. Low temperature 22 by morning. Hard freeze warning in effect. Wind chill factor 6 tomorrow morning. Yeah, that's, don't forget that you're going to have to dress in layers, and I mean many layers tomorrow. A very cold day, windy with a high of 38. We'll be in the 20s again on Thursday night. And then another storm system coming in Wednesday night into Thursday. We're in a very active weather pattern. Some stronger storms possible, maybe severe in some parts of central and south Alabama. We'll be watching that. Then sharply colder Friday. Wow. That's a lot of weather in 1 week. It's 49 degrees now and cloudy here at 9:04. Good morning.
Good morning, Rich Thomas.
Hi.
How you doing?
Hey, you know. getting ready for some active weather.
Yeah, just a bit.
Set the alarm for a little earlier this morning so I could get up and start covering this thing. So we just had Olivia Newton-John on the air.
Exactly.
Yeah. That's a big deal.
Yeah, she is a big deal.
Yeah. That went well. And
I mean, Grease came out long before I was born.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
But I definitely had a crush on Sandy.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Well, Olivia at age 72, she's looking pretty good.
And her
daughter. Well, her daughter now is a product of Olivia and Matt Latanza. I forget his.
Okay.
Yeah, but so it's a good looking pair.
Sure.
Producing a daughter like that, and she's 35. So, how was your weekend?
It was good. It was good. More eventful than I had planned. I planned to just stay home and clean. That didn't happen.
Oh. Any problem? No, any troubles?
Had a couple of birthdays. No, it was all good things.
All right, good.
People wanted to go out or celebrate or spend some time together, mm-hmm. So I was happy to do that. And then I maybe drank a little too much on Saturday.
Oh.
So Sunday was a sit and watch movie day.
Is that right?
Yeah. And I finally checked out, I hadn't seen it yet, 1917.
That's one shot. It looks like one shot. It can't be one shot for 2 hours.
Sure.
But, that is just amazing how they did that.
Well, and I was, at the end, I was actually crying. Like, I wouldn't, you know,
oh, when he comes up in front, he finally tells his brother?
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
God.
And it surprised me.
I lost it in the theater. Yeah.
It was very powerful. Very powerful. Like, I had to watch something funny before going to bed because
sure.
It was, I did not expect that. But, yeah, it was a good weekend for me. Good weekend.
I love well-produced movies like that. We recently saw the making of Midway.
Yeah.
Midway's amazing. But the making of where they had to actually create an aircraft carrier on a set in Montreal with blue screen and how that all worked. Just Google that and it's worth your time. What do you got going on this morning?
Well, we're going to have some fun here for a little while. Of course, you know, recap what happened with impeachment.
Yeah.
0-2.
And, I look at the politicians doing their interviews afterwards, mm-hmm. looking at how they're behaving on the floor of the Senate. And watching especially the media and how they're covering this, I'm like, can't we just move on? You know, there's a dream Nietzsche once had where it's people beating a horse to death and he runs up and hugs the horse like, stop it! Stop! Like, that's how...
pulls these out of his hat.
Yeah, and I want to go hug the horse they're beating to death because it's like, stop! Can we move on?
By the way, we just heard Fox News, and this may be the last day that you hear Fox News on this station.
Oh, I'm behind the scenes.
Yeah,
I'm moving and shaking behind the scenes.
If they can technically do it today, it'll be off the air.
Oh, the replacement should be good. I helped pick it out, so it should be good.
Winner, Joey.
Very straightforward.
Excellent. Well, then the pressure's on you, man.
Tired of the bombast. Yeah, I know. Whatever.
All right, so I'm going to stay on top of the weather here.
Quick question about the weather. You said tomorrow's low is...
The low tomorrow morning is 22, so drastically colder tonight, but the wind, usually when it gets to 22, it's... The day after the cold air arrived,
right.
And there's no wind, but we're going to have 6 on the wind chill factor, if not colder, which
cold.
Is just ridiculous.
Yeah.
So a drastic change, but our friends in Northwest Alabama may have that kind of cold.
That's right.
No, actually, 12 below zero
cold below.
Wind chill with no power. You follow me?
Yeah. I
it's
heard gonna in
be,
Texas there.
It's going to be really terrible. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So.
In Alabama, you should have learned, mainly because of summer, always have a generator because of a storm.
Yeah, but you got to be careful with the generators,
too. Don't put them inside your house.
Yeah, you got to make sure they're they're outside, right?
It happens every time.
The only death in Hurricane Ivan here was a...
their generator.
Generator.
Is that right?
Yeah, improperly ventilated. Yep. Carbon monoxide, no good.
No.
No good at all.
No, not at all.
All right, guys, we're going to let you go.
All right, get your jacket.
See ya.
It's going to be cold out there.
Thank you. Hey, buddy.
Just,
Mom.
Just one molecule off, and it can be done.
James Cold called 2 minutes ago.
Yeah? How's James doing?
He's doing very well, but he wanted to give us a PSA to everyone.
Okay.
Disconnect your hose bibs over because it's going to get cold, and your pipes will have a tendency to freeze if you get your hose bibs connected.
Okay, yeah.
So disconnect them, wrap them up.
Go buy a cover.
$2.10,
it's
I think
really
you should
easy.
Cover it right.
It's easy to secure. Let's go buy a cover. Helps.
Good idea.
272-9228. News and views from 9 till noon on Monday begins here in mere moments.
We're redesigning financial freedom at CBNS Bank. Make purchases at participating stores and restaurants using your CBNS Bank debit card through your mobile device with Mobile Wallet. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Montgomery police are investigating the city's 10th murder of the year. Police say 41-year-old Arthur Harris was shot in the 1100 block of Karen Road just before 3 o'clock Sunday morning. He was rushed to the hospital where he later died. Police have not made any arrests. A 4-year-old is in critical condition after a shooting in Tuskegee Saturday. The shooting happened in the 500 block of Pleasant Springs Drive around 5 Saturday night. No arrests have been made. And the city of Montgomery is opening a warming center ahead of below freezing temperatures this week. The warming center at the Montgomery Therapeutic Recreation Center at 604 Augusta Avenue will open today and tomorrow at 4 p.m. Pets are allowed as long as they're in a carrier. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Maybe you've heard about MediShare and you know what it is. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. But you've wondered, can I really save a significant amount of money on my monthly health care bills? And the answer is an emphatic yes, you can. You can save a lot of money. Whether it's just for you or for an entire family, MediShare has an option for you. In fact, the typical family saves $500 a month switching to MediShare. And it really is the gold standard when it comes to healthcare sharing. You get free telehealth services. You get a huge network of doctors. You get great customer support. And you get the sense of security that comes from being a part of 400,000 people who share not just each other's medical bills, but purpose too. MediShare is a community of Christians who pull together and pray for each other, which is very refreshing right now. If you want more info, it's so simple. You can get a price within 2 minutes. Call 855-51-BIBLE. That's 855-51-BIBLE. 855-51-BIBLE.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for News and Views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's News and Views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
In politics, men must learn to rise above principle.
In terms of America's global standing, what signal did his acquittal make?
I think the clear message that we get from the proceedings in America is that after all the to-ings and fro-ings and all the kerfuffle, American democracy is strong.
Conduct yourself! Democracy.
Welcome into News and Views from 9 till noon. Here on a Monday. I'm Joey Clark, Eddie Bader in the house.
In the house.
Jack Campbell should be calling us here soon.
I hope he don't have bedhead like that guy did.
Well, that is Boris Johnson. Prime Minister of Great Britain. After all the to-ing and fro-ing and after the kerfuffle, American democracy is strong. Okay. Thanks, Boris.
Yeah.
You know, he purposely does that. He messes up his hair on purpose. And he also downplays... He constantly acts like a doofus on purpose.
Right. Just to kind of throw off his detractors.
Yeah. Well, nobody likes the smartest guy in the room. So
he is working it.
When what a weekend president acquitted
right.
People battening down the hatches for this incoming storm.
Democrats really are 0-2 on the acquittal.
Yeah, yeah.
They even get pins this time? You know, last time they got pinned.
Oh, Pelosi, yeah. I think they skipped the pomp and circumstance there and all the ceremony. But there are a lot of reactions to the aftermath of all this. And, you know, a lot of finger-pointing, name-calling, the things you would expect. Pelosi calling all sorts of senators cowards.
Yes.
Lindsey Graham saying, who gives a damn what Pelosi thinks?
Mm-hmm.
But it is the media that continues to, especially the national press, they continue to salivate over this fake drama. And that's what it is.
Yeah.
It's fake. We already knew the conclusion. That's why I didn't cover impeachment hot and heavy every little argument presented by both sides, because we knew the outcome.
Kind of foregone conclusion, I think.
Knew the outcome. So, now can we move on? I doubt it.
I don't think so.
Well, and also over the weekend, Biden unveiled, I believe because it was the anniversary of Sandy Hook and the shooting there, he unveiled, we need common sense gun control. Yeah, Joe. That is...
Joe has common sense on nothing.
It's not going to happen, Joe. Good old Uncle Joe. Continuing to carry the water for the progressive left.
But did he make a statement on Trump, do you know, on the 0-2 of the Democrats?
No, he said something to the effect of, I hope some Republican senators get backbone or something like that. Yeah. Do what I want. That means you're principled.
Right.
Actually oppose me in my party, then you're a weak-kneed, unprincipled, spineless creature.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What Boris Johnson nailed it well. The to-ing and fro-ing, the kerfuffle. It's a good way to say it was even a hullabaloo, if we could.
Really?
Yeah. Hey, okay. If they had put a bonfire on and a little banjo picking, it could have been a hootenanny. But no.
Joey, Monday morning, using a lot of words there, buddy.
You ever been to a hootenanny?
I think so, but they didn't tell me till afterwards.
That's fun.
I thought it was just a regular party, but this, in fact, was a true hootenanny.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, did any of y'all watch the impeachment? And we'll get in some clips, some back and forth. A Trump lawyer really got into it with a CBS anchor. And it's a good little instance of...
Yeah, back and forth there.
You know, what's going on. And I think a lot of Republicans need to take this to heart. I believe Ron DeSantis of Florida has taken this to heart, that the media is the other party you're up against, the national corporate press. It's not to say there aren't good folks on both sides, so
right,
to speak.
Right.
And, in fact, there are a lot of great journalists who I probably disagree with on a lot of stuff who are jumping out of their corporate gigs, going to places like Substack.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot we can get to on this. And, of course, we'll be interviewing Mo Brooks in the 11 o'clock hour.
Excellent.
I believe, because, well, there's a lot of ground that has been cleared with Senator Shelby saying he is not going to run for reelection. He's mm-hmm. retiring in 2022. I believe I saw some word that John Merrill... on Capital Journal, one of the public TV shows, he was hinting at it. He's heavily considering it.
Really?
I think John Merrill will throw his hat in the ring. Who else will join him? Will it be Bradley Byrne? Will any other state officials maybe jump into the race? Or might there be a surprise person jumping in?
I hate to say it, but a surprise would be nice.
You want somebody like a Trump figure?
Yep.
Trump-esque figure?
Yep.
Oh, we'll see. 272-9228. Tootie, thank you for calling early. What's on your mind?
Good morning. This is, I think, the first time I've been able to stay on long enough since before the election. But I heard a little ad before you came on.
Yeah.
And that's a good one. You know, I have a question. And Governor Ivey, I think she's been a great governor. And she did say if it didn't pass the smell test, she's not signing it. Well, you know, why don't we look at the fact that district, David Burkett District, which is the district where all the problems for McGregor originated, we don't have any representation. So how can they hold a vote on something as important as this without a senator?
Right.
You know, that's just crazy. You know, I put everything on the line just to regulate it. I'm not against gambling. I think we could create a destination here and run Las Vegas out of business, if nothing else, because of our geographical location.
Right.
But it needs to be regulated and on board and honest and open. And, you know, if you just Google Nevada's gaming laws, it's about 500 pages, and we don't have one. And the people that are getting ready to probably write this, how can you trust them? But well, they're doing what they're doing.
And
right
I continue
now,
to be...
Going,
I continue to be amazed, Tootie, that they actually, in the amendment itself, so it'll be in the Constitution, have said, here are your few players that are enshrined in the Alabama Constitution who get to do full casino gambling. Of course, it helps the Fort Creek Indians, but it helps a few others, too. It's a cartel.
I've ran for office a couple of times, and it's usually because of some hookup from some public official, be a personnel director, whatever, trying to empower one of my competitors, give them an unfair advantage over the rest of us. And you can't ever get anything done. I don't know what to do. I'm on my way down to the downtown post office now, and I talk to a bunch of high-powered lawyers every day. And they begin to think the same way. I mean, this is wrong. We don't. If they can't fix this gambling where, you know, every county should have the opportunity to be part of it. The ones that are already in business, I'm understanding that they're not even going to let the poor folks over in Lowndes County have what they got already open. Well, you know, the majority of people, and this is my challenge to those people, for lack of a better term, that represent people of color, which will probably be the dominant players in these places. Until they fix this, you should encourage them not to vote for it. And you know, I hope they heard that. And, you know, that they'll straighten it out. You know, Del Marsh doesn't need to have anything at all to do with it. He's already shown his colors.
And, you right, know, and the motto is going to be, let the people vote, but I hope the people understand they're voting to create a whole new power and a whole new oligarch to be over the top.
I heard Jack, and then I'll get out of your way. I heard Jack, I think it was last week, said it was up, and then they took it down. Where can you find the actual bill? Is it on Allison? Is it out there?
It was on Allison. I don't know if they put it back up yet.
Yeah, I looked for it this weekend. I couldn't find
and
it.
And Yellowhammer had a pretty good summary of it, mm-hmm. and I was able to look through the actual bill fairly quickly. Wouldn't say I fully understood it, because they write these things in a Byzantine way on purpose. But the summary's pretty good.
I hope you guys stay fearless with this. And, you know, that sound like somebody on your staff that actually read the piece. And I hope that you guys stick with it. Because what we're getting ready to do here is going to affect us for a long time.
Yes, sir.
And it's, you know, I'm surprised RSA hadn't got involved. They might want to put a casino. I'm going by the Renaissance right now.
Right.
Wouldn't it be nice down on the river? Well, write all of these people off? That's crazy.
Well, even if you don't have a casino, can't we get flexible? Like, let's have a riverboat gambling on the Alabama River right there on the... Yeah,
right,
that would be great. That'd be fantastic. But right now, as it currently stands, the amendment, as I've seen it, I'm a big no. No, 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 no.
How about this? You know, I haven't talked to you since before the election. I'm the first one of the week. Let's keep this rolling. Let's let it grow. You know, you ought to put up the Temptations old song.
There you go.
It's growing. Like a snowball rolling. Let it grow. I'll see you guys. Thanks
for calling. 272-9228. Yeah, you got to keep watching the State House. Now, what they've passed so far, I believe, is a lot of COVID-related bills.
Yeah.
And one in particular that's good is, say you get more money, say these direct payments. Like, we're probably going to get $1,400 put in our bank accounts here soon.
Lucky you.
I'm sorry that you're Mr. Moneybags.
It's not that, Joey. I'm hiding from the government. They're not going to lure me away with $1,400.
Well, don't complain. You've made your bed. Well, lie down. But like, it was a bill that said that there wouldn't be a state income tax on that money. Things like that. Makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense.
And we'll see what they do in terms of the big bills. And given what Biden just announced with the gun laws that he would like to see passed, I hope Alabama passes a proposed bill that essentially says, hey, we're not going to help the federal government enforce that stuff. Almost said the other thing.
Yeah, well, it's the truth.
272-9228. National Guard presence at Capitol. It costs $500 million. Yeah, now that impeachment's over, can we Can we take down the fencing? The Constantine wire I'm seeing on TV right now?
Right. Well, that's your capital, Joey.
My capital.
That's your capital.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of our leaders are spinning in their graves when they see this kind of thing.
That's insane. $7 million a day to do that. And thank God for governors like DeSantis and Abbott.
Did you see the message that DeSantis gave to Biden? When Biden told him that you will address me as the president? He told him, don't know of another way to say this, but get bent.
Yeah, go kick rocks.
Yeah, pack sand, brother.
Good for DeSantis. More news and views from 9 till noon on a Monday. 272-9228 if you want to get in on the program.
I think the clear message that we get from the proceedings in America is that after all the to-ings and fro-ings and all the kerfuffle, American democracy is strong.
The River Region's first and only news talk station on FM. Live, local talk. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we understand what it means to serve. As children of military veterans, we are committed to providing our service members with the very best mortgage rates and experience.
Our community is full of veterans that would benefit from a VA interest rate reduction refinance loan. EARL, for short. For those veterans who currently have a VA loan, this program is reserved exclusively for you.
We can lower your rate and lower your payment with no appraisal or income documentation required. You'll even skip a month's payment, maybe two.
An Army veteran purchased a home in Pike Road just over a year ago. We were able to drop her interest rate over a point and save her $418 a month with a VA interest rate reduction loan. Folks, if you have a VA loan, you owe it to yourself to pick up the phone.
Call Alabama Home Mortgage today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. Call Alabama Home Mortgage because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
We take certain things in life for granted, like our posture and balance. Wouldn't you like to stand and walk like you used to? Physical Therapy and Balance Centers right off I-65 in Prattville is the area's most advanced therapy center. Dawn Sexton and her PTA, Nancy Alexander, have been working with patients of the River Region for years. Regain your physical confidence using their state-of-the-art solo step track and Virtualis virtual reality rehab. Call for a free balance test today, 334-595-9990. Physical Therapy and Balance Centers in Prattville.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24-7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24-7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So, when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
Live, local talk, the River Region's most trusted voice for news and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon here on a stormy Monday morning. Icky out there. But don't let it affect your mood too much.
State holidays.
Yeah, President's Day, right?
El Presidente.
Man, what a fake holiday. It's a bank holiday, too.
It's so not even a Hallmark holiday, either.
Right, if you're expecting a direct deposit or anything. No, tomorrow, because automated digital processes can't work during a President's Day.
Wait a minute. I thought the whole reason we have robots and things is so they don't take days off. And
no, we're Americans. When you have productive, productivity-saving, time-saving machines, you have to work more. Yeah. We've got this thing called the smartphone that makes us more productive than we've ever been in human history. And what Americans do, we go, oh, a chance to work more and longer hours.
I'll take it.
Well, bank employees take a day off. Same thing for state employees, too?
I believe so. I believe they're off. I know sanitation's off, so.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
272-9228. Is that the Jacques?
That's Jacques.
Campbell. Hey, Jack.
How you doing?
Doing all right. How are you this morning?
I'm all right. There is a law that was passed that whenever the federal government took off, the state and the city gets the day off too.
Joey, maybe you should tell Rick that you would like to work a state schedule with state holidays. See how that goes.
I'm sure he was like, well, do you want your pay cut? That's going to be his response.
That's when you remind him you're a millennial and you want things now and you want it your way.
No, I like working full weeks. Honestly, there are some holidays where I'm like, I'd rather just work the day. Well, I get tired of these one days off every once in a while.
They always require more work. I mean, I enjoy the day off, but you're just piling it on.
So, Jack, are we confirmed from Bo Brooks this final hour this morning?
I thought I would hear from him over the weekend, but I did not.
Okay. Well, double check.
So I have texted him this morning, but I have not heard back.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh, my buddy, who's now a state employee, said, yeah, he is off today, LOL. Lucky dog.
Yeah, buddy.
Love you guys. 272-9228. Let's go to the phones and talk to Bill. Hey, Bill.
Hey, guys.
How you doing, Bill?
You know, I'm great. Kind of a cloudy, misty, cool day.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the thing that concerns me about the gambling bill is the reality of it is the people that can least afford to lose are going to lose the most.
Yep.
And that bothers me. But the other thing that bothers me is this is a genie that once you let out of that bottle, isn't going back in a bottle.
You're right.
But good or bad, it's not going back.
Well, Bill, what can we do about, like you said, the ones that are going to get hurt are the ones that can least afford it. What can we do as a society? At some point, don't we just have to let people become responsible for their own actions?
Well, you do. Unfortunately, you do. I've got a friend that lived in Biloxi for years, and in the last 2 years has moved away from Biloxi because he was tired of seeing friends and neighbors basically lose everything at the casinos there. Hmm. And, y'all should really do a little bit of research and find some folks that could speak to them, because it really is one of those things that at the end of the day, there are a lot of people that have been hurt by gambling.
Yes.
And I mean, Bill, I've been talking about this issue for a while.
maybe not on this show and these airwaves. We've had other things distracting us, but yeah, you're going to get a major increase in all sorts of smaller crimes, often crimes that just hurt people who are already down and out. You'll get some folks who get addicted to the rush of actually placing that bet, and winning isn't even what satiates it. They're constantly chasing the dragon there. But you're talking about more drinking, more drug use, more prostitution in those areas. I mean, it can come with a lot. And I've been to a casino once or twice in other states, and it is a sad mood. There's a lot of happiness, a lot of fun being had, but there are certain corners of those casinos where it's just sad. So there's a lot that comes with it, but I maintain, and maybe it's a weird religion, that, you know, it's your life. You can screw it up if you want to.
Well, that's one part of it. The other part of it is once once our government, and I'm talking about our state government, starts feeding off that that revenue that's coming in,
yeah,
it's going to be impossible to stop that. So if we're going to go to the gaming route, then there ought to be a group of professionals, not legislators, that we have in there now. They should go to a professional group that will help them write this amendment that is going to govern the gaming. Because that, an elected official is not going to be able to do that.
Well, unfortunately, the elected officials are going to be the one who hire the professionals. So,
yeah.
There's always some way they have to touch it.
That's kind of the gotcha in all this.
Yep.
Is I don't know how you do it. I mean, you can look at everywhere that has gaming, especially casino type gaming, and even the lottery to some extent. There are some states that have run lotteries pretty well. Unfortunately, if you kind of look around, some of the ones that have offered these huge Powerball payoffs are now going bankrupt because they can't pay it. And there's some that have defaulted. I think Ohio or Illinois one just defaulted on one of the big payoffs that happened 5 or 6 years ago.
Yeah, Illinois has been dodging their lottery commitments for a while now. If you get a scratch off for more than, I think the limit's $500, they pretty much write you an IOU.
Yeah.
So, well, they'll get a bailout from Biden and company.
That's what they're looking for. Soon.
Bill, I got to run. I appreciate the call, man. I get there are a lot of issues on the social side as well as the nuts and bolts of how it'll actually be administered. There's a lot to this we should be looking at. I appreciate it, Bill. 272-9228. I mean, so what's the mantra now, Jack? Let the people vote? That's what they're
getting at?
That goes right along with...
Okay, so as of today, I'm a no. But what do you know?
One of the things is that nobody's ever presented us with a clean bill.
Right,
right.
That's what I'd say. They don't want it to pass.
It's all... Well, they want it to pass, but they want... believe me, Del Marsh wants it to pass. Because he's big buddies with the Indian lobbyists. But... if we had a bill, this bill, the problem with this bill is it gives it all to the Indians except for two other facilities, one in Greene County and one in Macon County, that are already there. But there are other casinos who are better actors who are also there now. They're going to get shut out. That's going to be 3,000 jobs in Greene County alone. I mean, why can't he grandfather all those people in? Is there a reason?
Well, especially, like, you could take it county by county, given what counties have already voted to make this happen at their local
level. Right.
Yeah. And you could leave that up to localities. You know, there are all sorts of creative ways you could come up with how you would license this and where you would allow it in the state. And right now, this sort of let's pick a few players. I think it also includes the kind of historical racetracks, betting places in Jefferson County and Mobile as well.
Yeah.
So.
Anyway.
Yeah, what a mess. Man, par for the course, honestly.
Yeah.
Par for the course. 272-9228, this hour of news and views, brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Folks, if you got those old home videos of the kids, I always think of, like, videos of myself or my brother playing, you know, like, Little League Baseball or, God forbid, T-ball. Those little moments, it's just adorable, you know? They can barely run. But they're out there, you know, all that equipment.
Playing in the flowers. Playing ball.
Or maybe it was a big event, like a graduation or... yeah, whatever your kids or your family got into it. It could have just been an average Saturday afternoon where you caught some great footage and great memories. And those memories don't just stay there forever on those videotapes. In fact, over time, they collect more than dust. Well, they start to dissolve and deteriorate. So why not preserve those old memories today? And as a News and Views listener, you can get those tapes transferred to a DVD or digital file on a USB thumb drive or put on the cloud at 50% off until the end of February. That's at Dan Black Studios, and for News and Views listeners only. You got to tell them you heard about them here on News and Views to get that 50% off all those old tapes being transferred to DVD or digital file. They can also help you out with video production for TV commercials, or maybe you want to splice together raw video footage, say you get from some of these old videotapes for a big presentation, for a wedding or a funeral or whatever it is, anniversary party. They can really help you out there. So check out Dan Black Studios today. You can go to danblackstudios.net, Dan Black Studios on Facebook, or give them a call at 279-6036, 279-6036. That's Dan Black Studios, great sponsor here of News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey, he's Jack.
How you doing?
I'm all right. Eddie in the house?
In the house.
We'll be right back.
Know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6, only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Hi, Rich Thomas here. You've heard us say it, it's better with Bader, Eddie Bader. Trust me, Eddie is great with real estate. When it comes to real estate in the River Region, you would be hard-pressed to find a better agent. Whether you're buying or selling, Eddie's ready to represent you. The market is hot right now. Rates are low, which is great for buyers, and inventory is low, which is great for sellers. Call Eddie Bader with eXp Realty, 322-0662. Again, 322-0662. Don't miss your opportunity with this market. And hey, if you're on the fence about whether you want to do it, call him anyway. Eddie can talk to you about your options and what the market looks like in your area. A lot to take in, right? Well, here's what you need to remember. Eddie is great with real estate. Call him today at 322-0662. It is better with Bader. Eddie Bader, eXp Realty, 322-0662.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
There's an old saying that the more things change, the more they stay the same. So true when it comes to the leadership of the Alabama legislature. Once again, they're proving that the smoke-filled back rooms of the State House are alive and well in Montgomery. This time, the Senate is considering a gambling bill that gives the Alabama Poarch Creek Indians exclusive rights to offer casino-style gaming in their three facilities in the state. But that's not all. They would also be allowed to construct two more casinos while shutting out competition. Maybe, just maybe, the Indians are getting a sweetheart deal because they forked out millions to Alabama politicians. Just saying. Don't like it? Call your state senator today and say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. Say no to the Indian gambling monopoly. No. Paid for by McGreen Investments, LLC, Birmingham, Alabama.
Let's talk to Dick Brubaker from Brubaker Motors. How are you this morning?
Good morning. How are you doing, Joey?
I'm doing well. Had a good weekend. Hope you did, too.
Oh, it was a great weekend. You know, it's amazing. If you work at a car dealership, when deer season's over, all of a sudden, sickness goes down among your male employees, like 25%. They're all suddenly back at work.
What kind of deals you got going on today?
Hey, a lot of great ones. We've got a 2020 Ram 1500 crew cab for under $30,000, $29,900 for a 1500 Ram crew cab pickup truck, or payments as low as $399. And that's a great work truck, well-equipped, 1,500 crew cabs. Or if you want a small work utility, how about a 2021 Jeep Compass Latitude package, which means good equipment, as low as $199, or a Jeep Cherokee Latitude Luxury Edition, payments as low as $299. All going on at Brubaker Chrysler Jeep Dodge, 300 Eastern Boulevard, or check it out on brubaker.com.
I appreciate the time this morning, sir.
Hey, come in. Ask for me. I'm easy to find.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today. 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Truck Lines. They put God and family first, where you can get home weekly, great benefits, and 401k that the company matches up to 4%, and you're automatically invested. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call them today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Drastic weather changes ahead. Today, showers, possibly a thunderstorm. By later on this afternoon into tonight, rain ending before 9 p.m. High today, 55. Windy and drastically colder tonight. Hard freeze warning in effect. Low temperature by dawn, 22. Wind chill in the single digits. Tomorrow, very cold. Windy, high 38. We'll be in the 20s again on Tuesday night. Another storm system arrives Wednesday night into Thursday with some strong, possibly severe storms. Then, another big temperature crash on Friday. Our weather app will keep you on top of the action. Get it on your phone or tablet now. Go to the App Store. Search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Holiday debt piling up? ASE Credit Union can help consolidate those loans into one low monthly payment. Apply online or visit your local branch to see what ASE can do for you. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
The River Region's News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1, WACV. News Talk 93.1.
Now can I get a witness? Can I get a witness? Or can I get a witness? Can I get a witness?
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. I'm Joey, he's Jack. How you doing?
Fine, how you doing?
I'm all right. So were you surprised that President Donald John Trump was acquitted?
No, not at all.
Right. As we were expecting. Now, there was a little bit of a hiccup over the weekend where they were going to try to call witnesses. And Trump's legal team said, okay, you're going to call one witness. I'm going to call 100 witnesses, right, including like Nancy Pelosi.
Ooh.
And I'm going to drag this thing out. And so they made a weird agreement. Well, they wanted to have this one younger Republican who said Kevin McCarthy and Donald Trump got in a screaming match on the day of the riot. Where McCarthy's like, can you do something to try to call these people off? And Trump said, well, Kevin, it looks like they care more about the election than you do. Oh, that's Trump endorsing. No, it sounds like Trump's just being his usual New York self.
Have they met Donnie from Queens yet?
They came up with some deal where they would accept what she said in an interview as, okay, part of the congressional impeachment trial record. So,
did we ever come up with numbers on what we spent doing this impeachment?
I think when you just take what they've done on the Capitol grounds, $500 million in total it's going to be. $7 million a day for all this extra security.
Joey, do you feel like you got your money's worth on that?
No.
Neither did I.
And here real quick is a statement released by Trump now that he no longer has Twitter.
Ah.
He said, quote, I want to first thank my team of dedicated lawyers and others for their tireless work upholding justice and defending the truth. My deepest thanks as well to all of the United States senators and members of Congress who stood proudly for the Constitution we all revere and for the sacred legal principles at the heart of our country. Our cherished constitutional republic was founded on the impartial rule of law, the indispensable safeguard for our liberties, our rights, and our freedoms. It is a sad commentary on our times that one political party in America is given a free pass to denigrate the rule of law, defame law enforcement, cheer mobs, excuse rioters, and transform justice into a tool of political vengeance, and persecute, blacklist, cancel, and suppress all people and viewpoints with whom or which they disagree. I always have and always will be a champion for the unwavering rule of law, the heroes of law enforcement, and the right of Americans to peacefully and honorably debate the issues of the day without malice and without hate. And it goes on. He is, do you think he wrote that?
Nope.
You can tell the Trumpian flourishes that come from these officially written statements. So, we'll see the next time Donald J. Trump speaks what the message will be, but I think he's going to be around the political scene and the Republican scene for quite some time. 272-9228. Let's go to Jim. Hey, Jim.
Good morning. Boy, aren't you enjoying this wonderful spring day?
Oh, yeah.
I'm just being,
I was trying to, but Joey won't let me snuggle up warm with him.
Well, if you think it's cold here, one of my sons lives in Minneapolis, and it's 16 below zero right now. So
Minnesota.
Can you imagine 16 below? That's where you go outside and your eye sockets freeze in your head there.
Your eyelashes freeze. Yeah, I've been there. Not a good time.
Oh, man. They can have it.
Yes.
We'll survive this. And anyway, Joey, you kind of answered one of my questions because I kind of lost track of what went on. I've been spending the weekend babysitting grandkids. So, I saw where the thing came up they voted to call witnesses, and then everybody was going wild, and then all of a sudden it just disappeared. So you answered that. Boy, people are talking about, boy, this could drag on for months and on. And I'm going, oh my gosh. And,
Republican lawyers, Trump's lawyers, made a pretty darn good threat saying we're going to call everyone, which that would have been a spectacle.
Yeah, it kind of reminds me of that scene from The Professional. Everyone! You remember that?
Yeah.
I'm glad that and on the local note here, this legislature here in Alabama, Louisiana ain't got nothing on the crooks in their government that Alabama's. You know, I've been up here since 80. And just, I wouldn't give those people any more money or any chance to get their hands on any more money. This casino deal, I got a picture of Michael Corleone, making that offer they can't refuse.
Well, I just refreshed my memory. I couldn't remember, I thought I'd seen it before, but I was like, let's refresh my memory. Watch Goodfellas on Friday night. And it's like, oh, you think I'm funny? Like, funny? What do you mean I'm funny?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, Dale Barr, what a slime ball. I'm sorry. The man's just looking, he's just looking to make a bunch of money. That's all he's looking. He's no more interested in helping out the Alabama than the man in the moon. So, anyways, I don't know what we can do about it.
Well, as the people will have a chance to vote, they can always vote no.
Right, but then it'll be another 20 years before we get to see gambling legislation again.
Yep.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, 20 years, more years I see, I'll be 90. Well, I'll probably be up there and looking down on y'all by that time. But
well, a little guidance if you're up there. A little guidance would go a long way down here, Jim.
Anyways, y'all stay... Stay warm. Tomorrow will be a little testy, but after that, I'm glad it's actually going to get cold again. Kind of kill off the rest of the weeds in my yard here.
Kill that and the mosquitoes. That's what I'm looking forward to.
Appreciate the call, Jim.
All right, y'all have a good week.
You too, Jim.
Short break here. We'll be right back with more news and views here first hour on a Monday morning.
Carry News Talk in your pocket?
Download the Newstalk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hey, Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. We're located in Peppertree Shops on Vaughan Road. We're open 7 days a week. We're more than happy to trade you for any things, any jewelry, gemstones, diamonds, coins, things of that sort that you no longer use or wear or so forth. Or we can remake it or you can walk away with a check. So let us come and help you evaluate what your assets are worth. Stop in. Appointment's not necessary. And we're open 7 days a week and see what we could do and might surprise you big time on what your assets are really worth. Thank you.
Do you need cash? How about an equity loan on your home, mobile home, land, or even automobile? Mortgage Corporation of the South. We've been serving Central Alabama for well over 25 years, and we've helped folks cash in on the equity in their homes, mobile homes, land, and automobiles. The cash can be used for anything you want. And the great thing, your credit does not have to be perfect in order to be approved. That's right. If you've had a prior bankruptcy or slow payments, if you have equity in your home, that is your equity. You've built it up. You've paid for it, and it's yours. You can get it. So get the cash you need, use the money for whatever you want. Now, let's shift gears for a second. If you have perfect credit, we have some of the lowest rates that you'll find anywhere for refinances and home purchases. And the best thing, we offer 1 hour loan approvals. That's right, 1 hour loan approvals. Call us at 567-9000, 567-9000, or mcsloans.com.
Make your next move, your best move, call MCS.
NMLS 232876, Equal Housing Lender.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by Dan Black Studios. Preserve those old home videos by bringing them into the digital future. Call Dan Black Studios today, 279-6036, 279-6036, Dan Black Studios.
Live local talk, the River Region's only 24-hour News Talk FM station. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. This part of the program brought to you by Dr. Tom Pershing, chiropractor there in Wetumpka at 759 28 Tallahassee Highway, to be exact, there in Wetumpka, Alabama. And if you have any aches and pains, any at all, maybe it's a recent injury or it's been more of a chronic issue, especially if it's an issue that maybe with radiating pains or you can't exactly pinpoint just with a shoulder rub, you know, what's going on?
Yeah.
What's causing the problem? Well, Dr. Tom Pershing has the experience. He has the methods. He's got the knowledge, folks, and knowledge is power when it comes to making you feel better, whether it's just a regular adjustment or you need something a little more creative. A lot of different therapies over there at Dr. Tom's practice. So give him a call today at 514-7600, 514-7600. Set up that first appointment. And that first visit, he'll get your history, what's going on with you, give you an initial treatment, and then set you up on a course of treatments. Could be something like spinal decompression for bulging disc, or maybe deep tissue laser therapy, things you need to pinpoint, or just motion traction sort of therapy. They really can do it all there at Dr. Tom's practice. And before you go under the knife for surgery or keep masking things with pharmaceuticals, so to speak, why not go see a great experienced chiropractor like Dr. Tom Pershing? So give him a call, 514-7600, and be sure to tell him that News and Views sent you. So I'm Joey. He's Jack.
Hi, darn. I have a question.
Mm-hmm.
How many Republicans flaked on the impeachment?
Seven.
Who were they?
You're normally Murkowski.
Collins.
Head. Collins, yep.
Romney. Toomey.
Yeah, Romney was there, too, yeah.
Yeah, let's pull up a list. I mean, they're so important, I forgot them.
So, five of them I knew was a no-brainer, but I think two of them kind of caught me off guard a little bit. But I think they were just people trying to get their name out there. And I think they did
Manchin,
in a bad way.
Did all the Democrats vote against
it? Yes, Manchin stuck with it.
That's interesting.
Here, I'm pulling up a list now. Richard Burr. He surprised folks.
Mm-hmm.
Where's he from?
North Carolina. He was the guy under investigation for insider trading with COVID, mm-hmm. which he was cleared of that. But he surprised a lot of folks, saying he did not make his decision lightly, but believed it necessary. He's not seeking re-election, so
Oh, there you have it.
Shocker.
And then the other one who kind of tipped us out earlier was Bill Cassidy of Louisiana. He voted for it. So.
Wow.
Then the usual suspects, Romney, Murkowski, Collins,